We heard from a correspondent to the rumour file, What the Cirque, that the last show to appear in Perth, it's been at Belmont Racecourse, yes, hasn't it, was cancelled unexpectedly.
But they waited for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and then no formal explanation was given. We asked you, has anybody else caught in that boat? Can you tell us any more? Did anybody else get told anything?
Let's find out. Perry, were you there?
Yes, mate. I turned up for the 5:30 show. It was a present for my wife's birthday. We deliberately held off. We wanted to go to the closing performance. Mm. It was a nightmare trying to get in, and we got just about right to the front, and a lady comes up and hands a slip through the window and says, tonight's show's been cancelled.
Kidding.
And at first, we thought it was a joke. We thought it must have been, could have been part of the show, and because we just laughed. Mm. And then we could tell from the look on her face that she was serious.
Right. Did no explanation given?
I pushed it and said, look, you know, how come? And she said, oh, the afternoon show was cancelled as well due to technical difficulties.
Right.
And I said, okay, that's fair enough. What technical? And she goes, oh, look, I'm not at liberty to say. Mm. Right. But anyway, as we were trying to weave our way out, we overheard a couple of the staff there talking about it, and they said it was some sort of an electrical fault that couldn't be rectified. And, you know, how are we going to deal with these angry people? Because the car in front of me had Kalgoorlie number plates on it. Oh, they were really angry.
You would be. You're driving, so I can imagine from town. Probably,
it was really... And the fact was, mate, you know, if it had been cancelled in the afternoon, why wasn't there some sort of media release or something to let people know, look, there's a problem?
Thanks, Perry. Sorry to hear about that. We've got more calls. Question for you. Do you reckon they'd bring their own generator? They would, wouldn't they? That'd be their own generator, I would think. Because what other power would they be plugging into out there?
Yeah, well, it could have been their equipment wasn't working, and that would put people's lives at risk, and therefore they
why not just cancel that part of the show?
Well, it might have had something to do with the entire tent.
Okay.
In other words, it was a short, and that maybe people could have been in danger.
Susan might know some more. Hi, Susan. Were you caught in this boat?
Yes, I was. We were going to the matinee session, which started at 1:30. We got there just before 1 o'clock and were standing around. And then a lady came about 1:30 and said, oh, look, there's a bit of a hold up. You only have to wait 10, 15 minutes. Won't be much longer. Mm. Well, we waited another hour. And then we started seeing all these other people walking because we were in door 5 and door 7 and that was starting to walk past. And they had these flyers. Well, I got a flyer and it says, due to circumstances beyond control, we unfortunately been forced to cancel the show scheduled for today. We ask you to accept our sincere apologies. Mm. And then we start walking out.
Yeah.
And then we think, well, hang on a minute. We paid $15 for parking. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the ladies that or the people that are directing the traffic are handing us little cards saying contact the acting security manager, Michael Stewart, of Perth Racing Security to get our $15 back.
All right, Susan, thank you. Just a question there. The fact that they had the slips printed and ready to go, does that tell you something?
Well, they may have been able to do that. It's not hard to put a slip together.
Right. You reckon they had a big night Saturday night, all the performers, last night in Perth, last weekend night in Perth. No. They've gone out, had a big night, and they've all said, oh, too crook.
Nah,
can't be bothered
doing it today. That was okay. So I'd like to know if anyone went on Saturday night. Was there an issue Saturday night? Did anything go wrong on Saturday night?
But if that wasn't the case, you would think that they would say, look, here are the reasons why we've had to cancel our last day of performances.
Well, technical difficulties.
Yeah, well, that's not enough, Steve. You know, anyone could say technical difficulties.
Rusty will solve it first. Russell, good morning.
Yeah, guys, Baz, you've got kids, mate. There's nothing worse than we surprised the kids yesterday. Just said, get ready. We've got a surprise for you. They're all excited. Rock up there. Trying to keep kids occupied for an hour and 20 minutes waiting in the queue is bad enough.
Yeah.
And then to get turned around, paying $400 for the family tickets to get priority seating at the front, pre-sale tickets, and then having to compensate and go 10-pin bowling. Yeah, a bit of a gut buster, and the communication was pretty average. And obviously, to me, I've been to Ashton Circus, professionally run, a little bit lower class entertainment, but always professionally run. Obviously, they're a complete circus, full stop, speaks for itself, guys.
Yeah. No, quite right. Did they say anything on the piece of paper, Russell, about a refund?
Yeah, but then you've got to go back online, mate, and stuff around. But the biggest cop-out is, Baz, if you use your credit card, you've already copped the credit card fee. They're going to give you that back as well.
Yeah, good on you. So power, and did you get told about the power, did you? Is that right?
Definitely power, yeah. And to me, you've made a valid point. When you've got a big event like that, whether you've got a you know, an entertainment, a band or a circus, whatever, you always have an situation where you have a generator backup. It doesn't cost you too much money to hire a generator as a backup if you're not using it, you know?
Yeah, thanks, Russ. Sorry to hear about that. So what about Perth Racing, Millsy? The onus back on them now. Will they refund the $15 for each car?
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Should they, though?
Was it their
People
error?
Came and parked there. No, yeah. It wasn't their error.
Yeah, I'd say they probably will in good
faith. That land that Cirque du Soleil is on and the water slides are on, Belmont is that Perth Park. Racing?
Yeah, Perth Racing.
So they would get a royalty from that?
Yeah, they'd get money from it. That's why they do it.
Right.
Inconvenience is people that want to go to the races as well, by the way.
Does it? All right, well, thanks for all your calls, Perry, Susan and Russell, and thanks to What the Cirque for kicking that off. We're sorry to hear about that. We'll try and chase it up a little further, and if there's any way of getting a full explanation and find out more about the parking refund as well, we shall do that.